The Chief Executive Director of the Ghana Integrity Initiative, Vitus Azim, says the alleged deep-seated corruption involving top officials of the Ghana Revenue Authority, the Ministry of Finance, the National Communications Authority, and officials of private companies must not go unpunished. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Azim said, apart from the fact that payment of monies to Suba Info Solution, a company contracted to track the amount of money telecommunication companies make in charging their service providers is illegal, the company has not rendered any service since it was awarded the contract in 2010. He spoke with George Ankra.
We have not conducted any investigations into this, but I am aware of the findings of the work that the journalist did. I've seen what he wanted to show on TV. And the problem is that we are paying a company for not delivering any work at all or repeating duplicated work that should have been done by the Ghana Revenue Authority. The contracting of Suba Info Solutions, the company was meant to monitor the use of telephones for tax purposes. Now, Info Solutions was not able to do this for probably two reasons. One was that the law that was supposed to give them the mandate to do that was not passed by Parliament until this year. And so as a result of that deficiency, the telcos did not also allow the company to do the monitoring. But this meant that GRA should have terminated the contract, even if it involved paying some compensation to the company for terminating the contract, or at least suspend the contract until these things were cleared. However, GRA failed to do that and continued to pay this company from about January 2011 to date. It was only when this thing came out that the Minister of Finance came out to say, oh, we've directed that they should stop paying the money. We're not sure has been done.
Why would a company like this be paid any amount at all if the law that is supposed to regulate its operations has not been passed? Does that mean even due diligence was not done on the company? And who are the people behind this company?
I wouldn't say due diligence was not done on the company. It hasn't got to do with the character of the company. It is the fact that GRA did not wait to get things in order, to get Parliament to pass the appropriate law before going ahead to contract them to do the work.
So why do they pay them when they have not even started any work or done any work?
Yes, but that is the problem. I would not be the one answering this question. It should be GRA that should answer that question. You've hired somebody to do a job. The fellow has not done the job. In fact, what they have done, what the Commissioner General today revealed, was that what they do is just to go to NCA and collect the very information that they are supposed to cross-check from NCA. This information is submitted by the telcos to NCA. You just go and collect that and submit it to GRA and you are paid. This is understandable, and this one requires calling some people to explain.
Chief Executive Officer of the Ghana Integrity Initiative, Vitus Azim, talking to George Ankra.